Thank you. It is my honor to be here tonight and talk about my recovery and my 6 books. DBSA Boston has helped me in many ways. I've been coming here regularly for about a year, and my good friend Janice. She's been a really good friend, and she actually suggested that I come about a year ago, and I'm really glad that she did, because going to Maintaining Stability has been really great for me, and John and Bruce have been great leaders too, and it's like a family, and I feel comfortable in the group. And years ago, I used to come to the DBSA, and I actually had a hard time because I had social anxiety, so I couldn't really sit in the groups, and so I'm just grateful that I was able to get over that, and I feel comfortable in the groups now. So anyway, the reason why I'm here tonight is to talk about my recovery and my books. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and it was very difficult, but I was diagnosed bipolar when I was 16 years old, and that was very difficult. I guess I'm an emotional person, as you can tell. I didn't think this was going to happen, but I'll get through it. And I have sung in front of crowds before, 500 people actually, so I'm okay with being in front of crowds. People always told me I was good at singing, so that gave me the courage to get up and sing in front of crowds. But I did have a lot of struggles with the bipolar. It was very painful. I started having symptoms about the age of 16. I was having paranoia and depression and suicidal depression and a lot of irritability. So I guess I was always a very irritable person from that age, and I struggled with irritability. And I was just grateful that I got on medication and I got help. But actually, when I first got on medication, they put me on lithium. And lithium was actually not the best medication. It actually didn't help with my irritability. It made me worse. But I actually have been off of lithium for 4 years now, and I'm very happy to say that I don't have suicidal depressions anymore, and I don't have rage anymore. I don't have social anxiety anymore, as far as, you know, being in groups and things like that. So most of my symptoms are gone. You know, I'm happy to say that I don't have symptoms like I used to. Once in a while, I don't feel motivated, but I can definitely say I don't have the severe depression that I used to have and all those other symptoms. So I have self-published 6 books, and I can say it's a fun process publishing books, actually. It's been very cathartic to publish books, because you're able to write down your experiences and talk about what you've been through. And I know all of you have been through a lot of difficulties like me. So I suggest that writing books is a very relieving process, and very soothing to journal, and it makes you feel good to get it published and to share with people what you've been through. So I'd like to show you each of the books that I have, and read a little bit from each book. The first book is called Inside My Mind, and I wrote about my dysfunctional family. And I'm sure some of you probably come from crazy families like me. it's not easy, but you know. This is kind of a private book. I'm not really selling it, but it's just something that helped me feel better to write about it. So I'm going to read a short thing, but this is not really about family. This is the part that I wrote about, the dark hell of the mentally ill mind. And I wanted to describe what it felt like to be mentally ill. Back when I was in college in 2004, I wrote this, and it's called Torture of the Mind. I have for 17 years been diagnosed with bipolar illness. For now, I want to describe to you how I feel now on a day-to-day basis, a typical day, for instance. Please keep in mind this experience was written in 2005, and every day is not the same. I have, in chapter 14, several diary entries of what it felt like more recently, and this time in 2005 was also a very stressful time since I was going to school. When I get in a deep, dark hole that feels like despair, I cry and I feel a tugging at my soul. It's a sad situation. I sometimes feel my life is not useful, or that no one loves me, or that my pain will never go away. I'm either hurt at what someone did to me in the past or the present or something. I have cried or wept for hours, pondering how unable and trapped I am, and that I have no control over my depression or mania. These feelings begin to make me feel unworthy to be loved or stigmatized. Sometimes I feel so sensitive, I often get angry for no reason. Well, I can happily say I don't feel like that anymore. That was definitely years ago. This book was published in 2008. This next book is called Writing and Photography, and it's poetry, which was a lot of fun to do. The pictures are of the Arnold Arboretum in Jamaica Plain, which many of you probably have been to. And the poem I'm going to read is called Halloween, and it's a picture of a pumpkin that I carved. And that was fun. So I like to write fun poetry as well as romantic and poems about my experiences. So this one's called Halloween. Pumpkins glowing in the night, children looking for a fright, and I'm feeling I just might put a costume on. Would you scream if you did see me, dressed in black with yellow fanged teeth? I want to bite you and drink your blood. As I walked around the neighborhood, I felt kind of funny and I felt kind of good. Eggs were flying everywhere as I walked on to cause a scare. At the end of the night, I felt like all was right. I'd had fun, and to my delight, I'm still young at heart. That one has a lot of pictures in it, and it was fun designing the pages and all that. The next book is the third book, and this was very challenging to do. It's called The Road to Mental Health. My niece actually gave me the idea for the title, and it also, I have a subtitle, A Practical Guide for the Consumer, Family, and Friends. This is a combination of articles that I wrote on hubpages.com about mental health, and I wanted to share my experiences with bipolar and mental illness with other people, and it's advice for newcomers and families and friends if they're new to the mental health field, how to get a good therapist and how to get the most out of therapy, and things like CBT and DBT. I'm going to read a poem from this book because I do have a chapter that's just poetry, because I like to, in every book I write, have a chapter with poetry. It's called When Peace Hits the Earth. Little bitty pieces that we lack and that we need are coming to us through Jesus when he heals us and sets us free. So far we are not perfect, not quite evolved enough. We've tried and failed with purpose, yet very often we have fought. Only God can fix our troubles. He'll heal our ills and woes. Together we will walk the path that only saints could go. You and I have traveled far. We fell in love upon a star. We haven't reached our final mark. Our love has grown through the years. You have taken away most of my fears. Yet we cannot be married yet until God cures us, I can bet. We're like big pieces of a big old puzzle. We're sewn together with love and thread. Hopefully we can soon be together, or else we're just as good as dead. For God created us for him. He died upon the cross. Our souls will give the stench of sin till the day our hearts he wins. That was a poem that I wrote that's based on spirituality, and I am a very spiritual person, so it does make me feel good to put that into the poem. This next book is called Love from the Heart, and it's mostly love poems. And I had a lot of fun writing these. I actually was in a romantic relationship that was 5.5 years long. And when I broke up with the person, it was very painful. So I wrote a lot of these poems about that person. This poem is called From Death to Life. He was her hero, she was his girl. He saved her from an evil world. The one she longed for finally appeared. No longer did she have anything to fear. She had waited for what seemed a very long time for him to ask, "Will you be mine?" Tears fell, and as her vision cleared, she beheld the man she held so dear. "Of course," she said, looking into his loving gaze, "this is it, no more games." Into his arms she fainting fell. Desires inside them started to swell. As she breathed softly, his lips conquered hers with a devouring kiss that lifted the curse. The next book is called I Am the Butterfly, and it's my second poetry book, actually my third, but it's the second one that I did on createspace.com. I actually wrote a poem called I Am the Butterfly, and it was a poem that meant a lot to me about growing and changing like a butterfly. So I'll read that poem to you because I named the book after the poem. I Am the Butterfly. How many times in the past few years have you overcome, have you changed? A blue-orange butterfly with delicate wings. Vivid color abounds, in your heart beauty sings. You began pure with no cares in the world. Changing and evolving, your power unfurled. Now you stand brightly, a luminous globe. Blinking magically, nightly your stories unfold. On a high precipice, you almost lost your grip. Yet your faith and perseverance kept you alive. You never quit. Your shining example gives me pride in who you are. Now your wings abound and you fly towards the stars. I enjoyed writing those poems. A lot of them are inspirational and spiritual. And that poem was kind of about myself because I was sort of trying to give myself a boost. This is my sixth book. It's called Life After Lithium. And I do feel that my life definitely began after I got off lithium. Sadly, I was on it for 20 years and I was in a haze. I was really drugged up and I was over-medicated and I didn't feel good a lot of the time, but I think maybe it taught me to be strong and hopefully I got something out of the pain, even though I didn't enjoy it. But I've been off lithium, like I said, for 4 years and my life has dramatically changed and now I'm on Depakote, which is working really, really well. I have very few symptoms. I don't have hardly any anymore. And I felt like this was important for me to write because I wanted to share with people how I felt getting off lithium and how bad that was a drug that a lot of people I've heard don't like. And I wrote a little bit about how I felt mentally when I was getting off of lithium. This is chapter 2. It's called Sorting Things Out. I really don't know what's going on in my brain or with my brain. I just know that my perception is better or changed. I seem to be more in reality. I am really starting to live again. I don't know why I was messed up for so long, but I know that for almost 2 decades, I was irritable a large amount of the time. I can only say that since I stopped taking lithium with the doctor's help, that I have felt better. Lithium was a terrible drug for me. It may be good for some. My doctors should have noticed sooner. My mind, as some may say, had a sweater over it. That is how many describe what it feels like to be on lithium. I had much difficulty learning certain things. Since I was book smart, but the things I really needed to learn, like interpersonal skills, were hard to understand because I had never learned them before I was on lithium. My parents didn't teach me how to socialize when I was growing up, and I had not learned those necessary skills. While I was on lithium, I was not able to learn them through a drugged haze. This led to a frustrating social life, or lack of. I have so far to go and have only just begun. I am aware of how little I know. Every single day I'm learning something new. My mind is actually able to retain new information. I have so many thoughts, I don't know where I'm going to go at the moment, but I'll see where it takes me. I do a lot of marketing for my books. I create websites to promote my books, and I have business cards that I designed on VistaPrint. And that was also fun because the art part of it kind of excites me. And also designing the covers of the books is also fun to do. But I also sell books on Amazon.com, and createspace.com is where I created some of the books. I actually ran into Chuck at Rock Into Recovery, and that's where he bought my book, The Road to Mental Health, and that's how he read it and ended up asking me to do a speech, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, Chuck. It's definitely been good for me to write books. I think it's helped me in my recovery. But I'd also like to talk about some other topics that might be helpful. One of the biggest things that's helped me in my recovery is my faith. I was brought up Catholic for 33 years, but I actually became a born-again Christian when I was 33. And I'm not a super religious person. I don't go around preaching, but it's important in my recovery because it gives me strength. And I go to a group called Celibate Recovery. I've been going for about 4 years, and that has really helped me. My friend Lisa here, she's been a great friend. I met her there, and she's here tonight. The people there are very, very supportful, and it's a combination of 12-step and Bible as well, so it's a really powerful support system. I worked on my issues of codependency there. I have definitely came a long way because I used to be in an abusive relationship, which I got over and was able to let go and move on. I also had unhealthy relationships with family members who were codependent, and I had to break away and sort of push them away and not be so, let them be so needy or let me be needy. I had to help get improve on that. So this program has helped me do that. Another thing that I do that helps me is I call it thought stopping. And I think I've been told by people in church and people that I talk to that everybody has thoughts from time to time they don't want to have, disturbing thoughts. that come and go. And when I have thoughts that I don't like, of feeling out of control or whatever they are, I actually pray them away, or I quote scripture. And one of the scriptures that I memorized, the first one, was, "For the Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And I like to tap to my head, because a sound mind is really important to have. And you want to be stable, and it's very painful when you're not. And I went through many years where I wasn't stable, and now I feel stable, so I'm grateful. And I think it's great to be able to push bad thoughts away, and if you have a method that's helpful, then that's good to have. Another thing that helped me was CBT and DBT, which I did learn in the day programs that I was in. Also, I've listened to a lot of inspirational speakers like Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen, and I recommend Joyce Meyer because she's very powerful. She's a strong woman. She was in an abusive family, and her father actually abused her, and I just want to say that she's so practical and helpful, and she wrote a book called The Battlefield of the Mind, and I find that to be very, very helpful as well. I think, like I said, one of the most important things for me was getting on the right medication. But all of these other things that I mentioned are very important as well, and I feel that you really have to use a lot of things to get well. It's not just one thing, it's a whole combination of things, and it's people at DBSA and people at Celebrate Recovery, friends and family members, and also just all kinds of things. I'm grateful for all the friends that I have. I've made lots of friends at Potter Place Clubhouse. Clubhouses are good places to go to. You are a member forever when you go there, and you're a member for life, and you have friends that want to say hi and give you hugs when you show up, and it makes you feel really great. And I do have more friends than I've ever had right now in my life, which is great. And so I'm grateful for that. And I just want to say, just keep perseverance and hope for the future, and you never know, your life can get better. There's always hope, there's always better medications, and some of the things I try to do is walking and swimming and journaling, and publishing has just been really great. And so this is my 10th card, and I'm the 10th kid of 10 children. So I'm going to end here. This is my last cue card. So I hope you've enjoyed the speech and it was okay. And thank you for coming. And if you have any questions, I have books here. And thank you very much.